Elissa Walker Campbell. The Big East Sports Show continues at the all-new SB Nation Radio. And now we are going to focus our attention on some college football talk. We're going to preview the number one team in the country. That, of course, is the Alabama Crimson Tide as they are on the road at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. They are set to face those 5-2 LSU Tigers. It is time now to open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line with our good friend from ESPN Radio. He is going to be making the call. That is Bill Rozinski.
Hey, Alyssa, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, it's good to have you on with us. And it sure seems like when Alabama and LSU, these two teams, get together in the month of November, it doesn't feel like a normal game. I mean, there's a lot of hype, a lot of emotions leading up to it. I'm sure you're fired up.
Oh, yeah, this should be really interesting. I did the LSU game at when they hosted Ole Miss a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And there was a, there's a belief. There's an energy with this LSU team now that Ed Orgeron has taken over as head coach, and there's an excitement in Baton Rouge and in Louisiana about what this team might be able to accomplish, not just Saturday, but maybe for the rest of the season. It's funny, I did an impartial poll going out to dinner and then coffee the next day before the game, asking, because there seems to be this love-in with Orgeron.
Okay.
And I asked fans, I said, you really love the guy, right? And they go, yep, as long as he keeps on winning. So we'll see if the love-in continues after Saturday night.
Yeah, no pressure for Ed. Okay, so the play-by-play voice for ESPN Radio, college football, Bill Rozinski, is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And Bill, let me ask you this. In all your years of calling college football games, what is it like to be in Baton Rouge on game day and with this Alabama-LSU rivalry?
Well, it's always special because the stadium seats 102,000 plus.
That's crazy.
And,
wow.
Yeah, and for night games, that gives the local populace ample time to, tailgate, gear up for the contest. So it's something special. It's a madhouse sometimes, and I can't imagine what it'll be like when LSU takes the field against Alabama. It's going to be really something special.
So what are your expectations coming into this game? Do you think it's going to be close? Do you think it's going to be a blowout?
Well, I hope it's close. If you're a broadcaster going into a national game, you just want it close. You don't want a blowout. If it's a blowout, it would be for Alabama's favor, obviously. I think the big key in this game, Danny Etling was moved into the starting quarterback position. And between Etling and Orgeron's, kind of the way they've changed things with their offense, they're getting receivers in space. There is a threat to throw the football. There's a threat to throw the football deep and make big plays. And I think if LSU's going to have any chance, Alyssa, to win this game, it's going to be for Etling to make some plays early down the field against this Alabama defense, which we have seen this year, as good as this team is, and no question they're the best team in the country right now, they give up plays in the secondary in the passing game. We saw it from Ole Miss. We saw it from other teams they've played this year. But somehow, some way, Alabama finds a way to win. So I think Etling's going to have to do that. And if he can, then, Leonard Fournette is back. He had a huge game against Ole Miss when we did that game. I'm looking at his numbers here, 16 carries.
Wow.
284 yards, 3 touchdowns, and is the guy that took his place while Fournette was kind of banged up this year. Darius Geis is no slouch either. Because last year, if you remember, Alyssa, they shut down Fournette, and there was no passing game, so they had no chance. I think Etling's the key. He's got some pretty good receivers. So if they can protect him, and as I said, get the ball in space, make some defensive backs miss, it'll be an interesting game.
He's going to be on the call, Alabama-LSU, Bill Rozinski for ESPN Radio, who's joining us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. You break down some of the keys for LSU to pull off an upset. I think it's going to be very important, too, Bill, to win the first quarter. You got to get that momentum going in your direction right from the start. You cannot ease into that game.
No, you can't. It's a matter of getting those 102,000 into it early. And it'll be interesting to see if LSU wins the toss, if they want to go on defense first, because this defense is pretty stout. They've got some really good corners on this team. They've got Arden Keyes, one of the top linebackers in the country. The guys up front, I mean, they've only given up an average of 15 points a game, so they can play defense. And it's not like this Alabama team, lights it up offensively every once in a while. The key for this, when you look at this team this year, They have scored a bunch of touchdowns, 12 this year, 12 touchdowns scored, not by the offense. They've had four interceptions for scores, five fumble returns for a touchdown, and three punt returns for touchdowns. That's incredible. So anytime you think you're in a game or might have the edge on Alabama, the defense or special teams make a play. So there's a chance LSU's defense is going to come out and be stout. And I think, you know, early on you talk about that first quarter, I think LSU probably would love to go out on defense first and maybe give their, you know, quarterback a chance for, you know, decent field position if they can stop Alabama early. And then we'll see what happens from there. But you're right, first 15 minutes could be huge, especially for LSU.
Okay, so LSU coming into this game, they're on a three-game win streak. Do you think they made the right decision by, you know, separating their ways with Les Miles? What have you heard?
Well, I think the right decision should have been made at the end of last year. It was just one of these deals where they were very stubborn offensively. They needed a spark. They needed something to turn this team around. And Orgeron has done this. And you remember what Ed did at USC.
Okay, you bet.
He was, 6-2, I think, at USC when he filled in when Lane Kiffin got fired. So, Orgeron's fighting for his job. He has done he's one of the great recruiters. He's a great coach. Is he a head coach? There's still a lot of skeptics out there. So I think this is a big game for him. You know, maybe they don't beat Alabama at home on Saturday night, but if they can play him tough, I think this will go a long way for him to get his job. But they have done – the offensive numbers have improved tremendously, especially with the wide receivers since the switch in coaching.
Do you think he will eventually get that LSU job? Or what about even, you know, hey, talking about Alabama, what about Lane Kiffin? I mean, who would be the best coach for this position?
Well, Ed's a native. Ed's a Cajun.
That's
so
right.
So he would certainly be the perfect guy. But as those fans told me, Alyssa, just keep on winning. So, is Orgeron the right guy? Some people will tell you no. He's a good stopgap. He's a guy who can come in and, you know, put his finger in the dam and stop the leak and, you know, right the ship. But is he a guy for the long term? Didn't work out at Ole Miss for him. But you know what? Bill Belichick wasn't exactly the coach of the year with the Browns. And then he got the next opportunity with New England, and we see what he's done there in the NFL. So maybe if Orgeron is given another chance, he can get this head coaching job. This game will go a long way in deciding that, I think.
He is back with us from ESPN Radio. He's going to be on call for LSU and Alabama. Bill Rozinski is with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And, you know, Bill, while we have you on the program tonight, I want to get your reaction to the latest college football rankings. Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, and Texas A&M, they lead the first college football playoff rankings. Do you agree?
Well, I think the only thing I would have changed is maybe put Washington in at number four.
You would have, okay.
Yeah, I've seen Washington. We have their game next week. They've got USC next week in Seattle. So we're actually doing that game. So we had their game against Stanford. And say what you will about Stanford, they're not having a good year. They dominated Stanford. I mean, they dominated Oregon. And I know that, you know, you look at the strength of schedule now compared to what it looked like at the beginning of the season, but still they're playing some really solid football. They won on the road last week at Utah, had a big punt return late in the game to seal that one. They've got Cal this week. But, you know, to me, it's – and I knew when they started this, Alyssa, I knew as soon as we had the first ranking, we would never focus on who's one, two, or three. We'd be looking at four, because we want to see who's closest to getting in there. And I think the first couple of years is telling us if things play out the way they do, for example, for Texas A&M, they've already lost to Alabama. If Alabama runs the table, Texas A&M's not getting in the SEC championship game. And Washington still has a chance. I think if Washington wins out, and I think this was said on the show on ESPN the other night, if the Huskies win out, which includes a win over USC, a Pac-12 championship, then I think if they're undefeated and a conference champion, they would certainly have my vote to be one of the four teams.
Hey, we're getting you ready for Alabama LSU with the play-by-play voice for ESPN Radio, Bill Rozinski. He's been joining us right here at SB Nation Radio. Don't go away.